It's 91.7 KXT. Sarah Jaffe is back with us today in the studio. Her new album, The Body Wins, is out today. And you can see Sarah at Granada Theater, not this Saturday, but the next, May 5th. Sarah Jaffe, welcome back to KXT.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Glad to have you back. It's you know, you're the first artist to play live here, our first day on the air. It's kind of like a homecoming, you know, for us of sorts. It's really been exciting to watch your, you know, watch your career these past few years.
It's been it went by really, really fast, but feel grateful to be where I am and to have this record out today. It's a good day and hopefully a good year. So
it's a fantastic album too. We'll talk about it in just a bit, but you can play us a song from it?
Yeah, sure. It's a song called Mannequin Woman. Sarah Jaffe's in the studio with us. Very, very nicely done. Mannequin Woman, new album from Sarah Jaffe called The Body Wins, out today. Very, very nicely done. Thank you very much.
And again, welcome back to KXT. Now, I recognize Robert Gomez. Who else did you bring with you?
I brought all my friends. There's Robert, Scott Danbaum, Jonathan Lasasso, and Jesse Hopkins.
Very nice. Yeah. And your new album, it's so different. I mean, did you set out purposely to go in a different direction?
Yes and no. I mean, I definitely felt that I needed to grow, and I think in order to grow, I needed to move outside of myself, and that just initially came with, you know, natural differences such as playing different instruments and just thinking differently about the whole process, and some of that didn't come till I was in the studio, but I don't think it was necessarily on purpose, but But I'm glad that it ended up this way. So
again, it's really, really cool. John Congleton produced your album. And you know, how do you work with a producer? You know, do you tell him what it is you want? Do you tell him how you want everything to sound? How much does a producer do compared to how you want things to sound?
I just whine a lot. No, thankfully, John and I have worked together on the last, my first full length and my first EP ever. And so John and I know each other. And so I was able to be comfortable in that way. But it's, you know, he has everything to do with how it turns out. And, you know, not only is he kind of negating in a lot of ways, but he's also kind of a psychologist in a lot of ways. But I've been playing with Robert now for a really long time and Scott for a long time as well. So we know each other, you know, personally and musically. We know kind of stylistically where when I'm trying to like translate an idea or something, they always just nail it on the head. And so, you know, there's definitely a close personal relationship between all of us. So that definitely helps. But I also worked with a composer and arranger, Fiona Bryce, who came in and just killed it with string arrangements and horn arrangements and a harp arrangement and some woodwinds. And just, I was really, really fortunate to have a vision and to work with people that, you know, that made it epic, as epic as I wanted it to be. So,
Yeah, and I was going to mention that the strings and the horn arrangements, you got clarinets going on too, and really, really nicely done. It's such a pretty sounding album too.
Yeah, it was fun to watch.
All right, so what do you have next for us?
We're going to do a song called The Way Sound Leaves a Room.
Thank you.
Very nicely done. That was great. Sarah Jaffe here in the studio with us. Thanks once again, Sarah, for stopping by. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
The new album, again, is called The Body Wins. It's out today, and you can see Sarah Jaffe at the Granada Theater next Saturday, May 5th. And thank you once more time. You have one more song for us?
One more, yes. Going to get situated here, but this is a song called Talk.